said how important it is to be open or natural in association. And then I noticed that when people people associate having a very different culture background, then very often have feel that they don't have enough respect, and the other feel that they're not close enough. So thank you very much for the. So how to talk if there is different social background? So yes, it's true. What it seems for one simpleness and openness, to other one it would seem like hypocrisy or because of different background. That's why Vedic society had some cultural segregation. So yes, it is difficult because we are from very different social backgrounds. Yes, we need to understand that. When different people come from different backgrounds, we need to remember that when we judge the actions of others, that they have different backgrounds, social backgrounds. One may think of the person and think, oh, he's very diplomatic. But no, actually, he's just polite. He was just raised in such a way that he used to be polite. He just don't want to offend someone. So we have to judge by inner things, not by external. Not everything that is, you know, telling the truth in the face is always good. No, we should know how to say things and to understand what kind of person it is. So, ethical questions are not simple. And yes, it can. Everything I said can be misused. So it's an important addition. Why does so? Why if we say that all the avatars are equal, then in almost all Vaishnava Sampradayas, the name of the appearance of Krishna and Rama are celebrated more, more celebrated more than others. Because I explained it today during the lecture. We need to understand very clear. We understand that they're all equal, but. But we need to understand very carefully that there is no difference. There is the same person, but that manifests in different ways, in different moods, different gives different opportunity to associate. But for us, Krishna is the most dear to us. But it doesn't mean we look at others from arrogantly. You talked about the importance of being conscious. So how can we combine the consciousness, conscious understanding with the full following of the instructions of the spiritual master, full following always. When sometimes you understand instruction only after you do it. So being conscious, following the instruction of the spiritual master is very conscious process because I usually don't want to do it, so I keep thinking that he gave me the wrong instruction, like, or I don't know why did he give me this instruction, but I keep doing it. So this is my humility in this way. I train my humility in this way, so I'm doing it actually consciously. So being conscious of what I'm doing does not always mean I understand the reason, or I do it because my guru told me. This is a conscious attitude. He understands better why it should be done. So how to relate the non-difference between different manifestations of Krishna with connection to our goal of loving Krishna in Vrindavan? Or is it not our level yet to understand the differences? So yes, it is our level. We should see our goal very clearly, but we should understand that the tattva is one. And Krishna himself says, where does it say about in the Bhagavad Gita that as a person relates to me in the same way, I answer him accordingly. So, Krishna in Vrindavan is the form of God which is manifested in answer to the biggest purity of love from our point, from our side. And how can such an understanding make someone offended? My understanding is what? That I want my love to be as pure as possible, and when I will have such love, Krishna will appear before me in what form? In the form of kurma? No. Because I have such love, and if Krishna will want to answer this love, and he will appear before me in the form of kurma, and will go and try to hug me. Can you imagine this huge? What will we do with him if he comes in this form? You can't even put a garland on him. So, it's very natural, very simple. We do not say someone is lower, we just want... Krishna is the form of God that manifests in the as an answer between whom and devotee there is the purest love. We do not offend kurma in this way, when we think that he's... Moreover, by the way, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said that kurma is rasa vigraha. He is actually a manifestation of masa that all the rasas are inside. He said that the husband plays the role of senior towards his wife. How much should this relationship be like the relationship between disciple and the guru for them to be successful? What is the same in this relationship? What is the difference? So the similarity of this relationship is that their relationship, this relationship. Relationship means what? Means some result, resultiveness. And any attempt relationship means something out of goodwill. Any attempt to take goodwill out of relationship and destroys the relationship. So it's right. The husband should play this role. But if he doesn't play this role for this reason or another, for example, if I stop to play the role of the guru towards someone from some reason, I need to understand who is at fault. It might be my fault. It might be the fault of the disciple also, undoubtedly. What I'm trying to say is that if the relationship is right, then there is dynamics in this relationship. And people should very clearly understand these dynamics. Whatever the relationship is, whether we take the relationship of disciple and guru, the relationship of a servant and a master, the relationship of husband and wife, relationship of with a child and parent, relationship between beloved couple, there is specific dynamics that is in the fact that people are taking to this relationship from goodwill, that one understands that the other person is stronger and better in some aspect, and they try to follow. But at the same time, we can see that good relationship always grow towards closeness. Relationship with guru, between guru and disciples, first they can be like this, very far from another, but with time they become closer. If the guru and the disciple, if the difference between them is always this big, does it mean that it might mean that the guru advanced very much, or it also might mean that the guru is not interested in the growth of the disciple?
In the growth of the disciple.
Yes, if the distance remains very far. At some point, the relationship becomes closer. and become to something that is like friendship. Disciple, teacher and disciple, to some extent they become friends. As the relationship become more mature and the position become close. The same between husband and wife. Eventually, husband and wife should become friends. At the same time, they have different roles in this union. And yes, the husband is stronger, he makes some decisions or something. That's normal. But at the same time, the relationship become closer. We need to understand this, not try to do it some other way. In Krishna consciousness, there are different point of views and practice. One say that it's important to chant our name, other that it's important to study the scripture, and they criticize each other. How not, without offending anyone, to pacify those who are affected by this? Should we do it at all? Should we try to pacify the people that are affected by this preaching, this criticism of each other by devotees? So the solution is very simple. You need to chant. You need to preach with taste and the right things. If you have more taste for it, preaching the right things, then you can change something. We should not criticize other people. We should help other people. I will read this last question. The other things I will leave for tomorrow. Why do we think that only the last creation of Vyasadeva is the quintessential of the Vedas? Yesterday Maharaj said that. Why do we accept the Bhagavatam? Because it's the last compilation of... So that there is a different seminar about this subject. We think so because Vyasadeva himself was not satisfied when he wrote the other things. When he wrote the Bhagavatam, he was fully satisfied, didn't write anything else. That's how satisfied he was by what he written. He didn't want to write anything more. And there are many other points that prove the Srimad Bhagavatam contains the quintessential of everything else, the essence of everything else. But it's a different seminar. He said that the holy name itself is a person. Who is he? Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, or some other person? It's Krishna himself. And Krishna himself is not different from Chaitanya. And they are not different from the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
That's it. Thank you very much. I hope I uprooted a little fanaticism. But please, do not become the other side of fanatics, people that don't care. We have our past. We believe in this past. And we want to achieve our goal in this past. It's very important. Thank you very much.